Shishak, Russian Domovoy. Written by Ina Lyon and read for you by Emma Fay and Adam Skousen. Wednesdays were Lydia's unlucky day. Everything always went sideways. In the rental house on Turnpike Street, every day was Wednesday. If Lydia Dreadnought, a skinny red-headed woman in her early 40s, were a real fortune teller, she would have foreseen her future and not moved into that old house. She would have guessed that the monthly rent of $800 instead of the normal $1,600 was too good to be true. But being an inexperienced witch and tenant, she failed. Rather than trusting her instinct, she signed the contract, packed her stuff, grabbed her cat, and moved in. After dragging all 7 plastic bins with her belongings into the house, she placed a handmade sign on the front door. Lydia Dreadnought, fortune teller, open daily 10 to 6, except Wednesday and Sunday. The early October dusk settled in the corners of the old house while Lydia finished unpacking. Her cheap 3-bedroom rental, pets allowed, came furnished. Muffin, Lydia called to her black cat. Have you seen my cell phone? Lydia often talked to her cat, though he never talked back. Muffin knew how to find things because his owner was so good at losing them. His name came from his uncanny ability to look like a chocolate muffin when he curled into a ball. Rather than sniffing around for the phone, Muffin curled his back and hissed. That bad, huh? Asked Lydia. Muffin pressed his ears to his head and stared into a dark corner where an old-fashioned sofa with floral fabric stood. The cat grouped his lean body, ready to pounce on something. What is it? A mouse? Well, if you're not helping me unpack, then go check the attic for more mice. Lydia could move objects a few feet with her mind and a wave of her hand. Placing the objects gently was a work in progress. She was still a witch in training. After unpacking, her front room looked like a beach after a storm, with her clothes, books, and fortune-teller trinkets in disarray. She would tidy it up later. Exhausted as she was, Lydia dismissed Muffin's strange behavior.
Meow!
Lydia's cell phone glided across the floor from under the sofa. Muffin scrambled to the kitchen. Lydia stumbled backward. The sound of stomping boots in the hallway made her jump and drop the stack of books she held in her hands. She stretched her arm and pulsed the energy in the direction where she heard the noise. But nothing happened. There was no resistance or the sound of a fallen body. Only tapping inside the walls and a distant door slam. Lydia found Muffin shaking under the kitchen chair. She picked him up and gently patted him. I guess the previous tenants left something besides the furniture. Let's check it out. The spiritual world opens only to those who listen and believe. The stomping boots started a game without rules. If the unknown instigator of the sound didn't know the rules, Lydia did. Ghost or monster, he must answer 3 questions to the new owner. She grabbed her cell phone and marched to the end of the hallway to the attic entrance. The house had no basement, but a vaulted roof meant there had to be an attic. She tugged a cord near the light switch and pulled down the ladder. Considering the age of the house, the folded metal staircase looked like a Tesla dashboard inside the carriage. Let's go, Lydia called to Muffin, who plodded reluctantly behind her. We are in this together. I didn't pay the animal deposit for nothing. Muffin crawled up the stairs behind Lydia, ears still pressed backward. She expected a dusty attic with useless junk and the overpowering scent of mouse droppings. Instead, she found a neatly organized storage space with a few trunks and boxes in one corner and a red velvet armchair in another. The smell of pine-scented floor polish greeted her. Lydia rubbed her forehead. Spirits and ghosts didn't wash the floor. It must be some flesh and blood being. Spiritual or not, Lydia wouldn't give up her awesome deal. Creature of the house, show yourself to me, Lydia ordered. Silence. If you are bound by previous ownership, I free you as new house owner. Leave this place and be at peace. No response. Should she report?